The Egyptian military is deploying new hardware in the skies above Cairo. Fighter jets and helicopters are now circling above the groups of protesters on the streets below. A show of force that appears so far to have reduced the size of the protests. In the centre of the capital and other cities, the army is reinforcing its positions with more tanks and concrete roadblocks. Alongside, protesters pause for the last call to prayer before resuming their demonstrations. Still, many protesters are defying the 4 p.m. curfew and refuse to give up their protests until President Mubarak is gone.
We don't want him. We don't want him. We're fed up with him.
Today is his last day.
If he doesn't go, we'll kill him.
For those not out protesting, nightfall brings fear to the suburbs of Cairo. With the police nowhere to be seen, groups of men armed with sticks, knives and even guns set up vigilante groups to protect themselves from looters. There are local reports of expensive homes being raided, the occupants assaulted and even killed. Many residents claim to have seen non-uniformed police officers directing the looters. There is relief when daylight arrives.
The looting is a big problem, and it's shameful because Egyptians are never like this. Most people want change, but there are a few people among them who are destroying things. They don't care about anything.
VOA spoke to the owner of a mobile phone shop that was looted overnight.
Basically, there was a big protest in the central Freedom Square, but the people who did the protest are not the same people who are doing the looting.
Hosni Mubarak's appointment of a new vice president and cabinet has not appeased those who want the president himself to go. Political analyst Saeed Sadek is a prolific online blogger, but like other Egyptians, his internet connection has been cut off by the government. He doesn't believe the president can keep his job.
I have seen the Egyptian street. I have never seen such anger, unanimous anger from upper classes, middle classes, lower classes, you name it. The whole country is up in arms against Mubarak. President Mubarak would be, you know, had been an October war hero. He should be also another hero. Save the country and resign now.
Sadek says Egypt needs a transitional government to direct the country towards fully democratic elections. His desire is echoed on the streets of cities across Egypt. The protesters want a change of regime. Most Egyptians just want to feel safe in their homes. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Cairo.